Thank you for tuning in to Diaries of a Dom, plus questions answered for my new premium Hypnosis and Task series with me, Chastity Queen. You can follow me on Twitter under Chastity-Queen at Queen of Lockup, where I post updates and polls for you to engage in and regular quotes from me, Chastity Queen. You may also follow me on FetLife under Chastity-Queen, where I welcome friend requests and followers as well. To see all of my links on every different social media platform, you can look at this podcast for that information, or you can go to my link tree /Chastity Queen. So today I want to mix it up a little bit. Yes, you will be unlocking level 32 today, called the Degraded Brat. Now, this might challenge you somewhat. This may be outside of your wheelhouse, so to speak. But I want you to try this on for size. It is going to be fun to degrade you. And this is a good method to learn humility as a submissive to me. Almost all of the men, if not all of the men that I have come across, whether it be in my dungeon or wanting to submit at a kink event or at a club, have always said, "Queen, I will do anything for you. I will be a willing submissive." And I would engage with them just as I would engage with you. And something that I always found out after a number of tests that I used on them, psychological testing to see if they were really a submissive or if they were playing a part, was degradation, and I would use it to my benefit to learn what was in the mind of that man in front of me. Was he submitting just to be in my presence, or was he really a hardcore submissive? Now, yes, there were a lot of hardcore submissives that passed my tests. And for that, I would be pleased. But they would have to go through some rigorous degradation to prove to me that they had the most important element of submission, which is humility. And these men would come in and they would listen and they would obey and they would perform according to my desires, my instructions, my commands, and they might leave and I might be pleasantly surprised. And then they would come back for another session. And something would often change in them. Even if it was just an inkling of a change, and that change was topping from the bottom. Now, that is just something you do not do with a female dominant. When you top from the bottom, you're essentially saying that you don't trust the woman that is in front of you, who is in charge. Yet, I will say that there are some men who will not submit 100% to anyone because they are fighting that alpha side of their mind. And so when they sit down and accept that they are going to now submit, there can be little flavors that bleed through of the alpha. And I can detect those flavors. it might be likened to driving down a road and the air smells fresh and clean, like grass. And then as you continue to drive, a scent starts to touch and linger under your nose, and you realize somebody must be sitting by a campfire or have started a campfire. And you realize exactly what that smell is. It's obvious. And that's the same when the alpha starts to trickle out of that man who wants to be submissive. Yes, I always notice when it happens. Now there's another element that can sneak out of a submissive. And that element is the brat. It's funny, whenever this happened to me, I could identify that just as quickly as I could an alpha flavor falling out of a man who was trying to be submissive. It was so apparent that I would have a hard time not holding back my laughter. Yes, my laughter. I had to hold it back because I knew exactly what that submissive was doing. And not only were they topping from the bottom, but they were trying to garner a reaction from me to see if I actually had full control over my mind. And so they would pull a little stunt and they would look at me and I would look at them, and I knew exactly what was happening. And I would say to them, sit down, submissive, I want to talk to you. And of course they'd feign some sort of a, oh, what's going on, right? They would still keep up that appearance of submission, even though I knew and they knew that I knew that they were being bratty. And I would say, I'm not going to reward your bratty behavior with a punishment. And they said, what do you mean? And I'd say, a punishment, right? You want to be punished. But it's not really a punishment, is it? It's fun for you. And that's why you're being bratty. So you need to stop that right now, because I am not going to submit to you, little brat. And then they'd realize I knew exactly what game they were playing. So I think that today, the reason why I decided to do a degradation session with you is to see basically how you react. And that's something that only you will ultimately know. And you're going to figure out and identify when you feel uncomfortable during this session. So I'm actually giving you a forewarning. You can consider this as a form of exercise for the mind. The more you exercise this and practice being degraded without reacting, without being triggered to turn this off, or without being upset at the messenger, the person who's degrading you, once you achieve this level of acceptance and you're able to take it over and over and over again, when you sit in front of that Dom, you sit in front of me, whomever you choose to sit in front of who is a female dominant, you are going to be a success, a submissive success. And not only that, but the most important thing in life is to learn how not to react. And when you don't react, you succeed. So I want to help you in your quest for success. Now I want you to sit down and listen to me, you little motherfucking brat. Don't you dare look me in the eyes. I know exactly what you want. You're just a selfish, proud loser. You like to get a reaction from me, don't you? Then you like to whine and complain when I call you out. You don't measure up as a man. Your penis is tiny, and your mind matches the size of that itsy-bitsy penis, doesn't it? Oh yes, I can see what's in your empty head. Can you? Or all that you can hear maybe is, an echo? Because it's such an open cavern of nothingness. Yes, you are a little whiny bitch. Why do you bother? You tell me you want to submit, but then you say, ouch, that hurts, and you don't use the safe word? What the hell is wrong with you? Okay, do I need to give you the safe words again? I suppose I have to repeat it to you, even though it's pretty standard. Here we go again. Green is good. Yellow is slow down. Red is stop. Remember, I told you it's kind of like a traffic sign. Green, yellow, red. How hard is that for you to remember? Really? Is it hard to remember? Ouch is not a safe word. Stop is not a safe word. Red is a safe word. Yellow is a safe word. And green is a safe word. Why do you think women get upset at you? You have two of these things. Do you know what they are? They're on either side of your fucking head. They're called ears. Do you know how to use them? They are used to listen. Do I need to spell it out for you? Yes. LISTEN. Listen. Say it. Say listen. Do you hear me? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Now, when you learn how to use those ears of yours, and you actually listen when I give you instructions, then I will be happy. But you seem to have a preconceived idea of what you want already. And if I don't give it to you, you seem to be mute. But not mute enough to avoid that whiny little bitchy moan that you utter. And then you say, I was kind of hoping for this, or I was kind of hoping for that. When you sit in front of me, and I am in charge, you need to obey. And yes, you have safe words, and you can use those safe words. And I will listen, because guess what? My ears function just fine. So, little man, what's going on with your little dick and your quick orgasms? I could touch you for 60 seconds and you'd have a hard time not coming, because you are weak. You have jerked off so many times in your life, your body almost reacts immediately the minute you put your hand to your cock. It's pathetic. You open the porn, you look at it, and you almost come in your panties, don't you, you little fucking bitch? You have no control. Why do you think I want you to be in chastity, huh? Why? Because you need help. And I know you need help. Because you certainly can't satisfy a woman. There are so many unsatisfied women in this world right now because their partner, the man in their life, is so busy looking at porn and jerking off that he doesn't know how to please his wife in the bedroom, not even for a second. He's wasted his cum in the bathroom, or in the shower, or in the car, jerking himself off like a little loser. By the time he gets home, he's too tired for sex. Or even if he's not too tired, he's inadequate in the bedroom. His wife doesn't come before he does. No. You always come before she does, and it's sad. You know, she's faking her orgasms. She feels pity for you. That's why she does it. It's not because she's a good faker. It's because she feels sorry for you. Because you don't measure up as a lover. You just don't. How's it feel to be told the truth for once? All these nice women letting their husbands and their boyfriends and their partners off by giving them a nice fake orgasm so that they think that they've made her happy. And she pities him because he's so inadequate and inept sexually with her. She feels sorry for you. That's why she does it. You see, women have a heart. They don't want you to feel bad about your sexuality. Well, I'm here to say, look, I am Chastity Queen, and I know that you have a problem. You're not measuring up. You don't satisfy anybody in the bedroom. The only person you ever want to satisfy is yourself because you're selfish. I know you. I know all about you. I've met you thousands of times. Might be in a different meat suit with different eye color and different hair color or no hair at all. But I've met you already. I know who I'm talking to. Yeah. I'm talking to a man who's delusional, who thinks that he knows what he's doing in the bedroom. He thinks that putting it in and listening to his partner have a fake orgasm and then he comes is good enough. That's success in the bedroom. It's not. It's sad. So you know, and I know, that you need to learn how to do this right. Nobody taught men how to do things right. No, not at all. Finally, you have found somebody who is going to give you the facts. Facts are, you're doing it all wrong. Take your rule book, crumple it up, and throw it back behind you. Throw it out. Put it in the garbage. It's a joke. It's a comedy skit, actually. Do you know what you need to do to not be a loser anymore? You need to lock up that tiny little penis of yours and start learning about a woman's body. Every crevice, every curve, and learn how to please a woman. Learn about the G-spot. Learn about female ejaculation. And no, it is not fake. Female ejaculation is very real. And there might be some women who have never experienced it. But that's only because their partner doesn't know how to engage her correctly in the bedroom. So if you want to learn how to be a good lover, learn about a woman's body, learn how to stop thinking about yourself. Your needs are last, and hers are first. And when you get that into your thick skull, you learn it, you will start to really live. So lock up that cock of yours. It belongs behind bars. You need to wait to be given any kind of probation. Hand your partner the keys and say, look, I have failed you in the bedroom and I want to do better. That is why I'm putting on this chastity cage, because I don't want to be uncontrollable anymore. I want you to control me. I don't want to masturbate anymore because it is ruining a beautiful thing. It is ruining our sex life. My freedom is destroying our relationship. I don't want to look at porn anymore. I don't want to masturbate. I just want to please you, and that is where I will feel the most joy. And see what she does, and she might laugh at you. She may not believe you at first, but you need to listen to your gut. And if you get triggered by that, you need to stop and accept and be humble and say, look, I'm going to prove it to you. That's how much I love you. And if you're a loser without a partner, I want you to still lock up. Do you know why? Because the minute you lock up and start to learn how to control your body, suddenly, in that empty cavern called your mind, your brain, or lack thereof, will sprout something very intriguing. It will be understanding. It will be desire. It will be lust. And yes, it will sprout, and your brain will start to regrow and expand from the tiny little pea-sized brain that you currently have into this beautiful forest of lust and desire. Just from doing one simple thing. Locking up your cock. Try it. You might think I'm crazy. Just try it. Make sure you measure properly first before you get a device. Because it's not my fault if you don't measure correctly. And so many men are idiots and think, I have to get a cage that's big because I'm big. Wrong. You need a cage that fits according to chastity rules. So look it up. I can tell you, but I want you to use your own intelligence and look it up and realize that you need a cage that's just a little smaller than what you already are, which is tiny. Because when you feel erect and it pushes against that bar, you feel the control and you start to learn about lust and you start to learn how your body operates and what turns it on and what doesn't. You see, I am taking you right back to square one. And that is where you need to be. Like I said, throw out the old. Forget about it. None of that stuff matters anymore. It was all wrong information. What your dad told you, what your grandfather told you, what your buddies told you, what the sorority told you, whatever, wherever, whomever. Forget it. Forget it. I'm telling you what you need to do. And the key is lock your cock. But guess what? You must be humble and curious to do that. Are you humble and curious? Or are you just one big egomaniac who thinks he knows everything? A right fighter. Are you a right fighter? I'm going to tell you right now, you're wrong. What you've been doing, it's not right, is it? If it was, you'd be happy. If it was, you'd be satisfied. Actually, if it was, your partner or partners would be satisfied, and they might be good fakers, but I can almost guarantee you they're not satisfied. So, measure your cock. Find a device that fits around the base of your balls and your cock. Look up the measuring instructions. And then order one. You can go to Locked in Lust. I've got a discount code there, Chastity Queen, and it's stackable. You can get the vice in many different sizes. Lots of different cage options for you. The Gatekeeper. Many other options. Just look. LockedInLust.com. And let's start fresh together. That's a good slave. And you say, thank you, Chastity Queen. That's right. Say it again. Thank you, Chastity Queen. Very good. So thank you for engaging with me in this little light degradation. You might laugh when I said light. Maybe you feel that was harsh. I don't know. But you have to look within your own ego and see, why was I affected by a specific portion of that? Was it a word? Was it a phrase? What was it? Was it a feeling? Did you feel small? Did you feel embarrassed? Did you feel humiliated? Did you feel angry? All of these questions are very important to ask yourself, because ultimately, how we react is not a product of the experience. It's the product of ourself. So how did you react? Of course, you knew right off the bat I was going to degrade you, didn't you? Maybe you can't stand it. Ask yourself why. Why can't I stand it? Is it too hard? Why is it too hard? Is it too real? Could it be the truth? Well, that's all fear, isn't it? You need to learn to say no to fear. You have to say no to your ego, and you have to say yes to submission and to humility. And obey what I say to you, which is get a cage. And if you have a cage, you already know the benefits. I know you do. You can't just get a cage and then think everything's going to be fixed. No, it's a process. It's definitely a process. Give yourself some time. Don't be a right fighter and say, oh yeah, I put it on, I don't like it, and then put it aside. Say, she was wrong, I was right. No. Sorry, that doesn't cut the mustard. When a man wants to be part of something big, something amazing. Example, the army. What does he do? He signs up, doesn't he? That's the simple part. The hard part is boot camp. And it's not even necessarily the physical aspects, though those are difficult. It's the mental. And that's why they put you through all of those challenges, because it's not just challenging your body. But the most difficult challenge is your mind and how far you can take your mind. And I know that every man has the ability to push his thinking, his abilities, his physical, mental strength farther than even he realizes he can push it. And as a queen of chastity and a dom, as this is my lifestyle, I can easily say to you that the most successful men have always had a muse, a partner, something or somebody who inspired them and stood by them throughout and said, "You can do this. I believe in you." And that's why I'm here. So, yes, I gave you a little degrading exercise. Consider it a mental boot camp. It's good for you. It's hard, but it's good. You can desensitize yourself from the things that trigger you. And a lot of it has to do with submitting and trying something new and going outside of that box that you live in right now, which is obviously somewhat boring, could be very dull or humdrum. Yes, you need to change things so that you have some excitement. You need a challenge. Men need a challenge, and that's why I'm here. I'm here to challenge you. So, accept it or don't, that's on you. I am always going to be who I am. And no, I do not hate men. I might sound like I do when I do a degrading scene. But there's a purpose. There's a reason. There's a plan in my mind when I do these things. And it is to inspire, to be a muse. Don't live in a mediocre life. No. It might seem so simple. Oh, just a chastity cage, that's all I need to become a success. That's the physical. But it's the mental that's involved in chastity that will elevate you to new heights that you didn't even know you could achieve, you could even reach. And I'm here to tell you it's time to reach for the sky, to the stars, and beyond, to be the best lover, to give yourself a reward after you know that she has been satisfied. Not before, never before, no. So, thank you so much for listening. And I do recommend that you listen to the degradation portion a few times. Maybe even write down, identify what portions really got to you. Why did they get to you? Is there a personal reason? Is there something in your life that's happening that has made you feel triggered by something I said? And don't shoot the messenger, right? I'm here to help. I'm here to guide. I'm here to train. And this is all part of that training practice. Mental boot camp. So if you haven't subscribed to my podcast, it's $6 a month, really. Cheaper than a coffee at Starbucks. And I tell you, it's the best $6 you will ever pay. I should actually change it to $6 million, right? $6 million a month? How about that? Because if you grasp and you submit to what I'm saying, you will understand the value in what I am doing. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and get yourself locked up, okay? Bye for now.